This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
I have an ear infection and a sinus infection and a sore throat. I'm a mess today. Apparently, everybody's sick. Everybody has the H1N1 flu vaccine, flu, and also the bird flu and the avian flu as well. So everybody's got that, apparently. So,
did you get the flu shot?
I did. I didn't get the flu. I just have, you know what happened? So over the weekend, remember Friday I was saying my ear hurt?
Yes.
And it was hurting.
I'm glad you went to the doctor.
I took your advice. I listened to you. I did. And I'm glad I did. The kids are all sick. You know what I mean?
Aww.
It's just, all they do is produce fluids, these children. It's all they're really good for.
Well, this year the flu shot is only 30% effective. So we got them anyway, but yeah, just 30%. Because of what you mentioned, the swine flu and all that other gook.
Yeah, the gook.
So wash your hands, Purell.
You know, and here's the thing, too. One of the states that's not really affected by this is Hawaii, because everybody's outside all the time. So you're not in close contact with people indoors, you know, which is how the flu spreads so quickly. So it's gross. It's disgusting.
But you're on the antibiotics.
I'm on serious antibiotics. I'm on Levaquin.
Oof.
500 milligrams, 2 pills, 3 times a day.
You have to take that for what, 10 days or something crazy?
7 days.
Oof.
7 days. That's a serious antibiotic load, Dawn. You know what I mean?
That is.
Serious.
But you're going to, it's the great purge. If you had anything else, it's,
yeah.
Right? The good news is it's all gone.
Everything's going to die. Anything that was inside me is going to die. Do you think Bill Clinton just goes to get antibiotics just to be safe?
This is also the 20-year anniversary, speaking of Bill Clinton, of the Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Yes, and thank you for using that phrasing, because it's exactly right. The Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Yes.
When he sexually harassed a woman in the Oval Office who was an intern, a man in a position of great power, the presidency, going after an intern.
Yeah.
And as you remember, at the time, everybody went after her and called her a slut and everything else, and called it the Monica Lewinsky scandal, as if she did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's interesting looking back at that, given, you know, the Me Too movement. So she's finding a lot of support.
Yeah, and back then it was a private matter between two people.
Right.
Remember that?
Between an intern,
yeah,
and the most powerful man in the world.
Right.
Who was married.
Yeah, and who might, as an intern, think maybe I could advance my career by, or maybe he could. Okay, if a guy sexually harasses you and the guy works in an office and you're worried about retaliation, what if that guy is the most powerful man in the world and you're worried about retaliation? You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you're worried just in a regular office as an intern, like, oh, he's going to retaliate, he's going to, I don't know, give me bad shifts on the weekend or something like this. This guy could theoretically have your parents arrested and then sent away to, you know, Guantanamo or something like that. So there's a lot of pressure on an intern to not say no, you know what I mean, to a president.
Yeah.
As the Monica Lewinsky, as she went through that horrible thing that she went through. So anyway, when they looked in my ear, they asked the question. They said there's bacteria in there, and they said, we're not sure if it's a crap hole or if it's a crap house, your ear, but there's definitely an infection in there, you know?
Well,
what was the language?
He was at work. Greg and I could attest to this. He was holding his ear, you know, still talking. So we're like, go to the doctor. You've got a problem there.
They said the bacteria love to live in crap houses and crap holes. I don't know which one.
But it's definitely one of them.
Yeah. This is John Berman and a Washington reporter on CNN now. Take a listen.
This story, which is either comic or tragic, depending on how you view it, and it all comes down to the difference between a hole and a house. Josh Dossey is the Washington Post reporter who broke this story on Friday, really on Thursday night, that the president said these things in the Oval Office. There are new developments that you're reporting, Josh, about how White House officials are now explaining this. I will leave it to you to say these words so I don't have to. What are you hearing?
several people said to me over the weekend that there's a semantic difference. Some people in the meeting heard the phrase house instead of hole, and are using that to kind of disparage or to knock back some of the reporting. Apparently the senators heard that per White House officials that I have spoken to, and are using that discrepancy to say the president did not make those comments. To be clear, I've called my sources repeatedly over the weekend. I know colleagues at other outlets have too, and no one in the White House is denying it other than the president that he made a similar remark to what we reported. There was just a difference in hearing on how he ended that phrase.
So, Josh, I'm tempted to say that Republican Senators Perdue and Cotton are going on TV denying the comments were said, and they're hanging it on the difference between a blank hole and a blank house. One might reasonably ask, are you effing kidding me?
This is what CNN has become.
Oh, my goodness.
From that blank hole John Berman, by the way, and his blank hole buddy. Would you rather live in a blank house or blank hole? What, do you have a preference? Does that either?
Actually,
bizarre.
A blank house can be a term of endearment. Like when you say somebody's built like a
brick. Oh, that's true, brick.
Right, there was
brick, a blank house.
True.
You know
excellent
what I mean?
Point.
That means they're sturdy and they look they look good, you know? Or, you know.
But if there's a nuclear attack, a blank hole could save your life.
It's true.
Because you're in a hole. You know what I mean? So,
CNN.
There's that.
Oh, my God.
You know?
It sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit, not CNN news. You
yeah,
know?
You're right. And then the Washington Post reporter is all nerdy, and he's trying to be, it really comes down to...
His sources.
My sources. Hole or house. It's an epic CNN. Hard hitting.
And by the way, I beeped that, so it was actually said on CNN, plus the Chyron underneath there said the two words with a question
blank
mark.
Hole and blank house.
Yes.
The two words in the Chyron thing,
yes.
And then also they said it right on CNN.
Yeah.
I guess what they said was, hey, when you come on here, don't censor yourself, because we're living this. We're loving this. We're going to make this last longer than that plane that went missing. Which they carried on for years. Remember that?
Yeah,
yes.
Demolition air thing.
And then we have the lesser Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. Now, this is amazing. When you have an Indian-American last name, Raj Shah, who works for the President of the United States, Raj Shah. Raj has been a longtime Republican political operative, and he is the Deputy White House Communications Director. Raj Shah. I don't think Shah is that complicated of a name.
It's
one syllable. Don Shah. Can you say it with me?
Shah.
Right, okay, Greg. Shah.
Shah.
Okay, all of us at one time. Ready?
Shah.
Shah. It's not one freaking syllable. Shah.
Yes.
Okay, but for the lesser Cuomo, you know what I mean? Like, this is too much for him. Plus, he's an Indian, so who cares? Cut seven.
Situation. He chose to make this comparison, which nobody questions. They're parsing the word because they can. And they're trying to blame it on the media because they think that works for them. Time will tell the test. You have these two senators on one side, but remember, AB, we went to the White House when it happened, and Raj, whatever his name is, didn't back off the words.
No denial.
Caitlin Collins then talked to a staffer, and they said,
whatever
yeah,
his name is. Raj, whatever
what?
His name. Raj, the 7-Eleven guy. What's his name?
What?
Yeah, Raj, whatever his name is.
What?
Raj Shah, whose parents came to the United States from India. He is the principal deputy White House press secretary. And you work in the media, Lester Cuomo. The Lester Cuomo is in the press, and Raj Shah is the deputy press secretary. Raj, whatever his name is.
When it happened, and Raj, whatever his name is, didn't back off
yeah,
the words.
No, yeah. Shah. Say it with me. Shah.
But just imagine if Zioli or Hannity or any if the tables were turned and a conservative said about a person of ethnicity, whatever their name is.
Right.
Just imagine the fallout.
Exactly. Exactly.
And appropriately so. It was.
Yeah.
I take that as pretty racist.
Yeah. If I come on and said, and then Raj, whatever his face is, it would have been like, oh, you're so intolerant, you racist. Why can't you give the Indian American his proper the lesser says it, and nobody cares.
Right. When it happened, and Raj, whatever his name is, didn't back off the words.
Yeah. You know what they do with him? They go Cuomo, whatever his name is, because they can't remember his first name. They know he's a Cuomo, but he's a lesser Cuomo. So they go Cuomo, whatever his name is.
The lesser Cuomo.
Yeah, the lesser. It's just so much easier.
Oh, my God.
Raj Shah. That's the other thing. If it was a complicated Indian name, I might maybe. But Shah, it's S-H-A-H. Two H's. An S and an A. Not that hard. Four letters. It's literally four letters. S-H-A-H.
Yeah, there are some...
Shah.
There are some ethnic names that are hard to pronounce. I get that. This is not one of them.
This is easier than most American names to pronounce.
It's easier than Zioli.
Yeah, because like Smith, it could be Smythe, it could be Smith. Shah, there's no... Shah, it's just Shah. Like, I'd rather be Rich Shah, because Rich Zeoli, my entire life, I've had to go, Z like in zebra, E-O-L-I. Shah, it's Shah, you idiot, Shah.
When it happened, and Raj, whatever his name is, didn't back off the words.
Raj, what's his face?
Oh, my God. Raj, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Raj, whatever his name is. And also, Dawn, I can understand if maybe Raj, whatever his face is, worked in a different department besides press.
Right.
He's the deputy press secretary and has been for months now.
Oh, man. It was disrespectful, to say the least.
Raj, whatever his... Raj, my parents came from India face. What's wrong with you, man?
The lesser Cuomo.
The lesser is always... There's a reason why his brother is the governor of New York.
His brother would have gotten it right.
Yeah, and he is the co-host of the CNN morning show. All right, 855-839-1210, pound 1210 on a cell.
Rich Zeoli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.